Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today, so if you go about to the middle of the Bible, you can find the Psalms, find Psalm 117. I'll be reading Psalm 117 and 118, potentially taking some devotional pauses, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I invite you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you so much for the Psalms, this songbook, this a collection of Hebrew poetry, the emotions that are brought as these psalmists think about you. Help me to align my life and my praise and worship towards you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 117, I believe the shortest psalm. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. That's the end of Psalm 117. Just an encouragement and challenge to praise God for his incredible love and faithfulness to us. Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That's the end of Psalm 118 and the end of our reading for today. So in Psalm 118, it begins and ends with the same thing. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And you have some phrases that are repeated and some things that are said in a little different way. And often they would sing these or even say these in worship back and forth between different people and different groups as a part of their praise to God. Well, what is it that you find from Psalm 117 or Psalm 118 that you can apply? I tell you what sticks out to me from Psalm 118, verse 8. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. You know what came to my attention? Probably because we are in the midst of an election process, presidential election coming up. And it seems that with all the different things that are happening in our world, in our country, we tend to believe in certain people and things. And what a lot of people are putting their confidence in is who gets elected as president for the next 4 years. And it's very easy for us, as he says here, to trust in humans, to trust in princes or in government leaders. But instead, the psalmist learned, and we can learn, it's much better to take our refuge and our confidence and our strength in the Lord. Because all human beings, no matter, even if you think they agree with you and are going to run this country the way you want them to run it, they're untrustworthy. You cannot trust in human beings or in government leaders. We place all our trust in them, we will be sorely disappointed. But we can trust and take our refuge and strength from God. And that's what I want to do during this election cycle. That's what I want to do moving forward in my life. And that's what I want to do today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms. Thank you, Father, that you are the one to be praised and we can trust in you. And Lord, I pray that you would help my heart not to be swayed by the human beings that I want to trust in and by who I think might make things right. But Lord, to trust in you completely, no matter what human beings might do, no matter who is leading our country, no matter what is happening in our world, we can trust you. And because of that, Father, I want to praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen.